children, you need to come on up here and sit down this morning. Come on down, kids. It's time for kids.
Sing with me.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus. How about you?
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus. Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
Hey, Max. Hey, Max.
Ah, who are you? What do you want?
Max, settle down. It's me, Chico.
Oh, hi, Chico.
I'm over here, Max.
Oh, hi.
So, why are you blindfolded?
I'm trying to walk by faith.
What does that have to do with a blindfold?
Well, I remember reading in my Bible that Christians are to walk by faith and not by sight, so I figured I'd try it out.
I don't think that's what the verse meant.
Why not?
Well, does Pastor Eric have faith?
Of course he does.
Is he wearing a blindfold?
I don't know. I can't see him.
Okay, have you ever seen him wearing a blindfold?
No, I guess not. But Chico, I'm confused. If that's not what the verse meant, then how do I walk by faith?
Well, let's see if we can figure that out.
Okay.
All right, in Hebrews 11:1, Paul said that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the advance of things not seen.
I don't get it.
Okay. All right, let's say that your mom and dad tell you you're going to buy a toy. Are you going to get that toy?
Of course I am.
How do you know that?
Because they promised me that they would buy it.
Well, then you had faith in your parents' promise.
Oh, I see. But what does that have to do with walking by faith?
Well, when Paul wrote that we should walk by faith, he meant that even though situations sometimes seem impossible, you don't have to worry because has God promised us that he would bring us through so we can walk by faith in God and not just by what we see.
Oh, so no matter how impossible something may seem, I can have faith that God is able to do it, and he will.
Yes, Max, you don't need a blindfold to walk by faith. You just have to trust God.
That sounds a lot easier. Chico, can you do me a little favor?
Yeah, I guess.
Can you help me with this blindfold?
Yeah, sure.
Wow, that's much better. Thanks, Chico.
You're welcome, Max.
Well, I'd better give this back to my dad.
Max, did you take that from him?
No. I asked him if I could use it, and he gave it to me. I don't think he knew that I was going to use it for a blindfold, though. That's why I think I ought to give it back. Well, bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to get your cups for change, kids.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Now, while the kids are collecting their offering, will you remain seated and sing this song of praise, all who are thirsty?